I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sanctions are coming to punish North Korea. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Jacob Kramer says it's going from bad to worse for the remnant church.
The mechanisms which were in place have since dwindled, and through that also our efforts to bring in food, which we generally did with about a shipment of $4 million Canadian dollars a year, is not taking place at this moment. We have no way at this moment to distribute.
Pray for believers in North Korea. Next, Indonesia's president called on Muslims to be peaceful amid persistent violence. Hardline Muslims have vandalized Western embassies and churches. While the violence is a concern, Back to the Bible International's Mark Blauer says the radio station near the tsunami zone could face closure as it goes before the local government for approval.
Pray for them as they meet with the chief of police in the local area to tell him what's going on before the meeting. They're hoping to win his support, and we need God to sway his heart because that will make a large difference with the rest of the council members.
And Oasis International's Art Speck says their leadership classes are breaking down denominational walls and building unity in Ghana. Their leadership classes are quickly growing. When asked what curriculum they're using to see such success, Speck says,
"We're not teaching this is a church doctrine or this church doctrine. Leaders of these other denominations are not threatened, because how can you be threatened by the Word of God? If you love God and you love His Word, then it becomes easy." So they're coming and soaking up the Word of God and taking it back to their churches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God, which focuses on the suffering Christian's experience in their walk with God. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.